Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Come on, Lady Tigers, go for the gold. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I said it 100 times, there is good and bad about the local high schools playing in the shadow of UNC's athletic teams. The good, of course, is that prep players can have real-life role models in their own community to watch, emulate, and set their own goals against. The bad is that prep sports don't get nearly the coverage that other small towns give them, and that's too bad. In the shadow of UNC women's basketball sweeping Duke and staying ranked all season, and Roy Williams' men climbing from the abyss to win 12 in a row, the amazing Lady Tigers of Chapel Hill High School have ho-hummed their way to 29 consecutive victories and a chance to go 30-0 Thursday night in the State 3A Regional Semifinals against Union Pines in Fayetteville. The game was postponed from Tuesday night due to icy weather, and I sure hope that hasn't cooled off Sherry Norris's team. Right now, the best in her three-decade coaching career and the favorite to win Chapel Hill's second state championship in girls basketball. The way the Tigers have mowed down opponents to this point, who is going to bet against them? And if you do, make sure it's a very small wager. 6'2" Catherine Romain is one of the team's pillars, still nursing a tender ankle from the Big 8 tournament. But Romain was healed enough to hold Northern Guilford star center to her average in the third-round regional game, and she added 10 points of her own to the team total, led by Jamella Smith's 19. Jessica Wall added 13 points, including a 22-foot three-pointer that ended the third quarter with Chapel Hill ahead 40-21. Game over. It would make sense that the competition gets stiffer as the tournament moves on toward the state finals, but so far Chapel Hill has handled all opponents and absolutely pummeled many of them. Coaching public high school basketball is somewhat of a crapshoot. There is no recruiting from other districts allowed, and for the most part, you play with who enrolls at your school. The difference for Chapel Hill is the tradition Norris has built in basketball as well as volleyball. Girls start playing earlier. They attend camps and set their goals to play for Norris and the Tigers, whose team goal is to bring home another state championship trophy. Keep it rolling, ladies. This is Archansky. See ya.